Welcome to What I Learned in History Class podcast for the week of April 24th through April 28th. I'm your host, Macy Guillory.
And I'm your co-host, Tatiana Batiste. The topic of today's podcast is Ronald Reagan's presidency in the conservative movement of the 1980s.
Ronald Reagan was the 40th president of the United States, serving from 1981 to 1989. He was a conservative Republican, and his presidency was marked by a focus on reducing government regulations and taxes, increasing military spending, and promoting traditional values.
The 1980s were a time of noble change in the U.S., with the rise of the conservative movement and the end of the Cold War. However, his leadership style and conservative policies left a significant impact on the country's politics and society.
Since the beginning of Reagan's presidency, he has been infamous for his inauguration speech, where he stated that government was not the solution to America's problems, but rather the problem itself. Reagan had a warped view of limited government and strong national defense, which drove his presidency. This was known as the Reagan Revolution.
The president's primary goal was to reverse the economic recession that tormented the country.
He put in place a series of tax cuts and deregulations. These were put in place to stimulate growth.
In 1981, over 11,000 air traffic controllers refused to return to work. Reagan displayed his leadership skills by taking decisive action and firing them. This risky move was criticized by labor unions and sparked controversy. However, it was the clear demonstration of his dedication to enforcing the law and his commitment to strong leadership.
Reagan had a lasting impact on the foreign policy agenda and played a crucial role in the Cold War. He established military projects like the Strategic Defense Initiative to confront the Soviet Union's nuclear arsenal because he believed in a strong national defense.
His tough stand on communism earned him a nickname, the Great Communicator, since he used public speeches to promote democratic values, human rights, and economic freedom worldwide.
Reagan's leadership and ideas had a significant impact on the nation, influencing both internal and international policies.
His economic measures reduced inflation and boosted job creations, which led to an economic boom in the 1980s. His foreign policy and ideology assist in making the United States a dominant superpower, and his legacy continues to influence contemporary American politics.
The leadership and policies of Ronald Reagan had a significant impact on the nation, making his administration one of the most important in American history.
Despite the controversy and difficulties he encountered, his accomplishments in boosting the economy, bolstering the military, and advancing democratic values globally are indisputable. His presidency will forever be admired, discussed, and analyzed for years to come.
Hi, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Macy, and I'm here with David Simon. Okay, so the first question is, what are the main things you recall from Ronald Reagan's presidency?
Okay, what I recall, Ronald Reagan was actually an actor prior to becoming the president of the United States. Okay, and if was caught up in what they called the Watergate, which was a big conspiracy within the government, and I can't quite explain exactly what all of the Watergate was about, but it was really, really, really a big deal. So, also, let me think. That Watergate scandal, it kind of came about with Nixon. I think his administration was, no, Reagan. I'm sorry, I'm trying to think, Macy. You might pause it for a second.
So what do you remember about, like, the 80s and, like, just him in the 80s and the conservatives and stuff?
Okay. he had a proposal on the, what he labeled as the Reaganomics, which was his thoughts on the economic policies, you know, and the inflation and the job growth due to the economy. I do remember that. And I think it wasn't really a good thing, but that's what he was really, it was really known for. I think it was more about helping the rich people out versus the average people. You know, they were policies that they put in place.
Did it have to do with race too, or was it just like social status?
Well, it was racism involved, but it was more of a social studies, you know, because it all applied the same way. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, he just his advocates, you know, just preferred to call it a free market economics. Mm-hmm. So, and that's basically all I can remember the Reaganomics deal he had going on when he was a president.
So do you feel
like I said, he was an actor before he became the president. I do know that.
Do you feel like he benefited the country, like in a positive way, throughout his terms?
Yeah, I think he was an okay president. You know, he was an okay president. You know, I mean, in the 80s, you got to realize I was still a fairly young man at the time, too. You know, in the 80s, I was probably mid-20s. Mm-hmm. You know, so I wasn't really paying a whole lot of attention to it. But I do remember, you know, Reagan being in office. So, yeah, I think he was an okay president, you know. But he did get caught up in that Reaganomics stuff, and he the one established the term Reaganomics.
Okay.
Two questions for you today. What domestic and international events were on people's minds as the nation got closer to the 1980 election, and how did that help shape the rise of the Reagan conservative movement? And then the second question, Reagan typically fares well in lists of America's greatest presidents, sometimes cracking into the top. Why do you feel historians rank the presidency so high, and do you feel it's warranted?
To answer the first question, we said, after experiencing the Iran hostage crisis and a worsening economy in America marked by high unemployment and inflation, Reagan's pure optimism for the country gave Americans something to look forward to. Reagan appealed greatly to family values and conservative Judeo-Christian morality, which heavily influenced the followers of the conservative 1980s.
And to answer the second question, Reagan's charm and ability to connect with average citizens as well as world leaders earned him the nickname of the Great Communicator. Through his speeches and actions, he restored the confidence of the American public in the office of the president. I believe he is a surface-level good president, but when it pertains to issues in the black community that impact the black community, like the war on drugs and high poverty rates, he lacked as a president.